There's no reason, good reason for me to do this. This is a bunch of nonsense. But this is what one does when one has nothing else going on in their life. It's pretty simple. They do things like this.
Andrew Simmons is walking out Sandy Beach at 8 in the morning. He's in a 5mm hooded wetsuit, gloves, booties, goggles, and a fluorescent green swim cap. He has a diving knife and a waterproof radio strapped to him. He's about to try to swim across Frederick Sound, almost 6 miles from here to the mainland.
If I was married, do you think I'd be out here doing this or had a steady girlfriend? No, I'd be home under the blankets watching YouTube videos.
He doesn't know how far his body temperature will drop after several hours in 51-degree water, or which way the currents are going. And he's 60 years old. Simmons is a physical therapist at the Petersburg Medical Center. He's originally from New York and says he spent the first 55 years of his life within a 100-mile radius. When his son went to college, Simmons joined the Peace Corps and began to travel. South Sudan, Haiti, then Sitka and Hawaii. He swam in the big ocean waves in Hawaii, and he liked it. So when he came to Petersburg in November 2021, he started training in the pool to improve his freestyle stroke. A few months later, he got the idea to swim across Frederick Sound. Joseph Quitzland agreed to spot him in a boat.
Well, he'd been talking about this for a while, and, you know, I thought he was crazy, but I knew that he could do it.
The two of them are at the bar, decompressing after the long, wild day. Quitzland says that when they started crossing the Sound, everything went smoothly.
And it was flat calm. I could hear him really well, and you know, he kept an amazing steady pace, the most unusual marine mammal I've seen out there, by far, this bright green cap.
But after 6 hours, Simmons, who weighs about 155 pounds, was getting seriously cold.
Once we got into the iceberg area, I bumped into a piece of ice, which freaked me out a little bit, because I thought it was a marine mammal coming to eat me.
They had reached just northeast of the McDonald Islands, and chunks of the LeConte Glacier were floating by. Simmons swam harder to warm himself up, and harder. He could tell that he was losing function and mental clarity.
But the land was close.
A strong offshore current was pushing against him. On the boat, the GPS showed they were in fact moving backwards. But the shore was less than 3/4 of a mile away. He didn't want to stop.
I was pulling harder at that point than the whole time over. I was kicking harder, pulling harder, and going nowhere.
Finally, nowhere. After 7.5 hours in the ocean, he decided to climb up the ladder onto the boat while he still could. Quitzland was relieved.
You know, he was at the point where he really needed to come out, but he was still coherent, and, you know, he was under his own power. He was shivering, of course. Who wouldn't be? But, you know, within 10 minutes after he got himself into dry clothes, he was fine.
Simmons drank some hot cocoa, and when he got home, he celebrated by listening to some hard rock. He says he feels like $1 million.
The target wasn't hit, but it was a success. I faced the demon. I faced the dragon. Once in a while, you have to turn up the heat.
Simmons is already planning his next attempt, deconstructing the factors to determine what to adjust. He has no interest in trying a shorter or easier route. In Petersburg, I'm Catherine Monahan.